Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Jeffrey Epstein
didn't kill himself.
Welcome to
Matt.
Hi guys, how's it going?
It's great to be here with you guys. We are at our podcast studio in the heart of Hollywood,
in
which
the heart of Nicole's bed.
This is big enough to be a podcast studio.
It really is. It really is.
Is this a California King?
It is a California King.
My God.
Speaking of California King, today's episode is brought to you by Casper Mattresses.
Yes, Casper Mattresses.
Sleep like a fucking ghost.
Yeah. Fuck someone on them and then get ghosted.
Let them ghost on your face.
Yes, if you would like 40% off your Casper mattress,
go listen to somebody else's podcast and get a Casper code.
Yeah, we don't actually have a sponsor.
Nope, not at all. But if we did, it wouldn't be Casper.
I mean, it should.
We're going to find another mattress. What? There's a mattress called Needle something.
That sounds like a terrible name
I
for
know,
a mattress.
Terrible. But, you know, I think there should be a mattress called Princess and the Pea. Oh, a mattress called the Pea.
Oh, the Pea.
That'd but you don't want to feel the pee.
It's the reason I need a new mattress, because I didn't feel the pee in the middle of the night. I feel like we could get a mattress sponsor based on how often we podcast from your bed and we're both depressed. We like to sleep.
Yeah.
A mattress sponsor would honestly make so much sense.
I fight the urge almost every moment of every day to just go and take a nap.
Napping is my favorite thing. I wish they would make that an Olympic sport, because I think I could.
Oh yeah, I would go pro. I don't think I could go Olympic. Do you think you could go Olympic level with napping?
I think I could.
You think your world trials. Look at her. Sawing some wood.
How would they read that?
You are the most still sleeper I've ever met. You sleep like a dead person.
That's because I go to bed and I hope I won't wake up. They could just roll me into the casket.
It's really the only thing she could fully commit to.
Just rehearsing.
You know what we should do? We should go visit a
mortuary.
Morgue. Not a morgue. Where
funeral
you can
home.
Go. A funeral home. That's what it is. We should go visit a funeral home.
And do what?
And try out coffins.
Get in them?
Yeah.
No, I don't like the way this one feels. You're going to be dead. And you're like, no. Too soft. Can we? We should.
You just Goldilocks and the Three Bears a coffin. You're like, this one's just right.
This one's just right. And then I'm going to find out, of course, I only like the most expensive coffin.
You have very expensive taste.
I mean, that's the thing old people do. They like pay their own coffin. And they're like, well, I just don't want to be a burden to the family. I'm like, are you kidding? Throw me in a river. Don't pay money for me to be put in a box.
Float this body. Get some cement bricks and drag it down to the bottom of the river. You want to get cremated?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I guess when I'm dead, it out. All I know
in
is
theory,
whether it's an urn or a tombstone or a headstone, whatever you want to fucking call it, all I want it to say is, I told you so. That's all I know.
I told you so. You know what I would like? To get cremated and have my ashes mixed with glitter and then planted in soil, and then you grow mushrooms from that. And then you take the mushrooms and you get to go to the stars with me. Or die probably from glitter poisoning, if that's
yeah, glitter poisoning for sure.
But
it's very bad for the earth.
Either way, you'll join me.
What's that girl? The little environmentalist?
Greta
Thunberg. Whatever.
I have no idea what her name is. Thornburg. The
Thunder Thighs. No, we can't say that.
Greta Thunder Thighs. I don't even know what she looks like.
She's adorable.
I'm like, hey, that's not okay. We don't even know if she has thunder thighs. They could be lightning thighs.
Yeah, do you remember that book, Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry, when you were a kid?
No, when were you a kid?
There was a book there. 400 BC. Oh. There was a book called Roll of Thunder, Hear My Cry. And there was a kid in my class who screamed out, roll of toilet paper, wipe my butt.
That shouldn't make me laugh as much as it is.
I wonder where that guy is. I don't even remember who said it. If anybody from my high school is listening to this.
This was in high
school? This was in middle school. Actually, it was like... maybe middle school.
What was the book about? Do you even know?
I can't remember at all. It was teaching some like level of morality for middle school.
Ugh, garbage.
Ugh, morality, shmorality.
I've had enough morality.
Speaking of morality, we had a real good day. You guys, first of all.
P Pier 1 is having a sale.
Pier 1 in the Valley is going out of
Ventura
business.
Boulevard. Everything is on sale for 40%
off. 40%
off
of already unaffordable prices.
Yes. Where they jack up the regular price.
Yeah. Basically, now you just can't afford it by a little bit instead of all of it a bit.
I mean, truly. I couldn't go in there because I'm like, I can't find out that Pier 1 40% off is still miles and miles out of my ability. What's that?
Budget?
Affordable?
Budget
is the right word.
Budget's the right word. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Boy.
It's so out of her. Drink some Spindrift. Today's episode brought to you by Spindrift. We're drinking Spindrift, you guys, and we also just fucking pigged out. Didn't even make it to the podcast with Trader Joe's
Cinnamon Toast Crunch
knockoff.
Yeah, whatever it's called. Cinnamon Squares.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is still better.
I was eating my emotions today.
Yeah, well.
And then I forced you to eat my emotions as well.
All right, it's been a big day. Okay, so here's what happened. I get a text message from Jessica Michelle Singleton. Says Pier 1's having a 40% off sale. I see this text and I think to myself, this bitch thinks I can afford Pier 1 at 40% off. And I was delighted. And then, of course, my first instinct was to check Instagram, because when you touch your phone, if you don't check Instagram right away, you're not a real person. So I see the text message from her and I'm like, oh, well, I'll let her know that I'm not interested at some point. But first, I need to check Instagram. And then I open Instagram and I see that the one and only Joe Rogan.
Big Daddy Joe.
Big Daddy Rogues has regrammed, reposted, re-whatevered on Instagram a tweet of my dear Jessica Michelle, and the tweet was about Gwyneth Paltrow's vagina candle. And what exactly was the tweet?
Oh, really? I think it says, really loving my new Gwyneth Paltrow vagina scented candle, but it's a picture of a fish on
a plate burning.
Yeah.
very funny, very hilarious. Joe reposted it and I nearly shat myself. Let's be honest.
I mean, I'm still like, that's crazy.
Crazy. So then I immediately call Jessica Michelle and I go, oh my God. And she's like, I know.
Pier 1 is having a sale.
And I was like, no, Joe Rogan reposted your Instagram post. And I can imagine is her just swerving on Ventura Boulevard.
I jumped the curb into the Trader Joe's parking lot. I only went into Trader Joe's because I lost control of the vehicle. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Joe Rogan, who will never listen to this. But I fucking can't believe it.
So the point of our podcast today is not necessarily to talk about the awesomeness of Joe Rogan, because I think anybody on planet Earth, if you don't think Joe Rogan's awesome, you're a hater.
But you're also probably not listening to podcasts. So yeah.
Or there's that.
Yeah.
You either don't know who he is or you suck.
Truly. He's a cool guy.
He's a cool guy.
He interviews great people. And I think that he does a lot for the ideals of, remaining curious.
Yeah. He's a good guy.
This isn't about Joe Rogan.
This is about Gwyneth Paltrow's fucking candle.
Her fucking pussy.
So here's what it is.
She's trolling.
I had to look it up because she's trolling us. I mean, if this candle isn't, it's clickbait. This candle is.
Sure. I think she's real life clickbait. Everyone, the people that know about Goop already think it's a little like woo woo and ridiculous. Let's just fucking get clicks.
Yeah, let's just get clicks.
People are joking about it.
So the name of this candle is My Vagina Smells.
This smells like my vagina. Yeah.
Now, I went and looked up the backstory. So when she was developing the scent of this candle, she was working with this perfumery guy, person, whatever. Yeah. She said jokingly to the guy after she smelled one of the potential smells, she goes, ooh, this smells like my vagina. And then they were like, ha 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 ha. Let's actually just name it that. I think knowing the kind of clickbaity potential
it would have.
And I mean, good on her. I mean, it's a great fucking
$75.
You got us.
I will be selling a candle called This Smells Like My Asshole. And I will just be buying long candles from the dollar store and sticking them in my asshole. And you can buy those for $1,000.
Well, each. I think what
I'll
we should do is we should just buy yards and yards of wick.
Yeah.
Shove it in your asshole.
Yeah.
Let it sit for a day.
Okay. $1,000.
And then I'm going to pull it out very slowly.
Ooh, what a fun day that'll be.
Actually,
or will that hurt?
Oh, that would feel really good.
It's like, it would probably...
It's a waxed wick. Wick is waxed.
Yeah, but is it like a... Do you think it's a material that would kind of like...
Catch?
Scrub out? You know, it's like cleaning out the a-hole. You know what I mean? You know how people get those colon cleanses where they blow the water up there?
Wait a minute. This is like a scrub brush. Did you just say cleaning out your a-hole?
Yeah. I don't know why I said a-hole as if I haven't said every vulgar word in history on this
podcast.
She's
censoring herself for just this. The old a-hole.
Doesn't it? It feels like, what is that?
A colonic.
Pipe cleaner.
Oh. That sounds really awful. No, I think it'll come out much smoother than that.
Like a hair. You ever accidentally get a hair in your asshole?
Oh, yeah. That's the best.
And you pull it and you're like, ooh.
Ooh, daddy.
And then you look at it and you're like, that's not my hair. Whose hair is this?
There's a red hair. You're like, oh, Nicole.
Nicole. I mean, truly. I've got to stop farting on her head to try to wake her up.
Jessica Michelle showed me this person on Instagram today, you guys. Holy fuck. What is her name?
My Santa. I'm going to look it up. Santana, excuse me. Hand of God, I think she's the funniest person on Instagram. I want her to sponsor us.
This episode is brought to you by...
By My...
May?
It's spelled May, but I think it's Myra is her real name. MaySantana_. Fucking go look at her videos.
Guys, it's ridiculously funny, but there's this one video she has in particular where she... She has her boyfriend. She's like, baby, eat my ass. And he's like, okay. And then he starts finding a million different things in her ass.
Yeah, there's like a six pack of Coronas.
But the first thing he finds, he's like, it was toilet paper.
So it seems like very like, I think
it
we've
seems
all
very
been
accurate. I think that is probably a number one fear of people, why people wouldn't want to get their ass eaten.
Or have someone go down on them in general. You might have a flake on your
dingleberries.
Let me ask your thoughts. Someone's going down on you. You're going down on someone. You see a little piece of toilet paper. Say something, not embarrass them. What's your move?
Oh, this is a really gross thing to consider. Ugh.
You know what I like to do if I see a piece of toilet paper down there? What? Like on my boyfriend's butt cheeks, like around his,
by the
his
way,
asshole.
Has this happened to you? This has never happened to me, actually. So
you
I don't know.
You could ignore it. You could go, hey.
I would ignore, you know, probably.
I grab and I go, who the fuck's hair is this? And I get really crazy. Who is she? It's like clearly toilet paper.
Please tell me you actually do this to Andy.
No, it's luckily never happened with Andy, but you know, we're always, you never know.
You
toilet paper, a dingleberry.
Bring some toilet paper anyways next time you're down there. Just fuck with him. Like April Fool's him.
I feel like he'd be so embarrassed. I don't think he'd believe that. I was like, no, I'm kidding. I brought the toilet paper. He'd be like, I'm so embarrassed. There's this part of Andy that I make up as this sensitive person that, like, he is sensitive, but in my head, I think I love him so much that I make him like more soft than he is. He'd be so embarrassed. Oh, my Andy.
I mean, what I know of Andy, I feel like he would be really embarrassed.
I love him so much.
I love him. You know what I love? The other night I watched him watching you when you were on stage. He was sitting in the back of the OR at the comedy store. And he's just like, just had googly eyes. It was so precious.
I love him. Someone posted a picture from, I got to sing in the group vocals on a Mowgli song.
Amazing.
So cool. So it's one of their, like two of their singles. So it'll be out at some point. And there was just a huge, they invited a lot of friends. You're not going to notice my voice, but try.
I will. Are you kidding? I'm going to strain just to hear you.
You're like, I only love this part of the song.
By the way, you're a dolphin sonar for me. Like, I'll hear you. You're my siren.
It is a very specific sound. You probably will hear me. There's a picture of him though. I think he was laughing at something I was doing, but it's very, it made me like very happy. It made me feel like he like really loves me.
Yeah.
He fucking better.
Can you tell
toilet
paper. Can you tell his laugh?
When he comes to a show.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if I'm bombing and he laughs.
I know you can tell my laugh no matter what.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And you can tell mine.
Yeah.
We're also so loud.
So loud.
I feel like Andy's laugh like blends in with the volume of other laughs.
Yeah.
But ours are like, nah! It's like,
that's my laugh.
That's literally your laugh. There have been times people got mad at me because I laughed so hard that they thought I was mocking them. Because I've been like, ha ha.
That's Heidi Hieselt's laugh. Her laugh is on another level. But it really is a laugh where you're like, that can't be serious. And you're like, no, that's truly what it is. It's like, her laugh is unfucking real.
Oh my God.
There's nothing like a really fucking good laugh.
I mean, a good laugh is, my Aunt Mo has the greatest laugh. I wish I could take her to every show.
Oh, your aunt, one of your aunts in Florida?
One of the twins. Mo. Maureen.
What's the other twin's name?
Margaret.
Mo and Margaret?
Yeah.
Mogret?
Mogret. I guess there's 8 of them total, the kids. There's 4 boys, 4 girls. When my Aunt Margaret was younger, she one day announced that she was going to start going by Peggy.
Uh-huh.
Because that's like that's short for Margaret.
Yeah.
She's like, I've decided to go by Peggy. And within seconds, all of her brothers were like, Piggy Peggy. And she's like, I'm Margaret. I decided I'm Margaret again.
Piggy Peggy.
So mean. 4 brothers. I mean, I had 3, but like, fuck everything. Wait, let's get back to Goop.
Oh yeah, Goop. So she had this fucking candle. Now Goop, I remember when Goop started.
Exhausted. Didn't she try to like claim that it's her, she's the reason that like white women do yoga?
I think she did. I mean, like, I've been doing yoga since I mean, I've known who Gwyneth Paltrow is because I'm on planet Earth, but I think I started doing yoga because of a friend.
Yeah, for the record, I appropriated Indian culture myself.
Yeah, I didn't need her to do the heavy lifting. How can you appropriate something if you don't even know who started it?
One of the Eastern religions, like, I feel like it's like a Buddhist. You know what? I'm going to get us in a lot of trouble if I'm trying to just make up what I think it is.
Don't. You are really going to...
You know what it is. It's good for you.
You are really going to sweep yourself into a ditch.
Yeah. Oh, thank God.
With like one of those cute little Asian brooms.
That's how they street sweep.
I know.
And in Italy, there was like a little car. Like I saw a street sweeping truck. And then a man was coming by and like sweeping up the stuff that was being blown around by the truck. He was like part of the truck. And then I was like, is our street sweeping truck just blowing trash around?
Yeah. Have you seen the fucking trash truck?
Yeah, it's like they're not sweeping.
The street sweeping truck, by the way, one drove by me yesterday when I was walking with Buddy. Or no, it was not yesterday. That was whatever. Anyways, drove past me, brushes up all this fucking debris, and I'm just sitting there covered in fucking Hollywood street debris, and now I have tuberculosis.
Oh, Jesus.
It's disgusting.
You know what you need?
What? Goop.
Yeah, one of those eggs.
I need the yoni egg.
Yoni?
Wait, is Gwyneth is the one who started the yoni egg too, isn't she?
Which is, it's like you put a crystal in your pussy. Fuck off.
She is way too woo-woo-y. We should have a whole episode about woo-woo shit. Maybe we'll do that for our next episode. But
I mean,
she's way
sure.
too woo-woo-y for me. But it started off, I remember when she started it, it was just an email. It was just an email you got once a week. I remember I fucking signed up for it immediately.
Yeah, because
I was like,
because
I want to know what this is about.
Oh.
Because you wanted to be wealthy and skinny too. And she would talk about these things. And I think probably within 2 months of it, I was like, this has no relation to anything in my life. Like, she was talking about things that were just out of my, and I at the time when she started the newsletter, I was working in advertising and I was making really good money, so I could afford all the dumb shit. But I was like, even this is, I don't hate my money this much. Like, I'm not spending this kind of money on a, there were like bath things. I don't know if it's like, she wasn't even selling them. She was just like promoting these other things.
That's what I was going to say. Was she even selling anything back then? Or was it just like, she's recommending things she does?
She was just recommending things she does. It was just like this, like, I think it started off as a lifestyle. What did they call it?
Lifestyle brand, lifestyle blog.
Lifestyle, something lifestyle.
Do you think all of those companies were paying her? Do you think she was genuinely going, here's things I like?
I do think she was genuinely.
And I'm sure now,
yeah, absolutely. I'm sure she's swimming in fucking free shit.
Well, and it seems like she's trying to come up with her own
thing. Yeah,
product.
I think
that's what
now.
Goop
I
is
think
now
it's a.
Have you watched
online.
Dollface?
No, I haven't.
I have not like watched the series, but I was with someone watching an episode.
Uh huh.
And I mean, I want to. I just don't fucking watch anything. And I was a little bit like fuck because I had this. I think it's Kourtney Kardashian has a brand called Poosh coming out. P-O-O-S-H. Mm-hmm. So I did a tweet. About how they have that. She has that. Gwyneth has Goop. And I'm going to make a line called Coont.
Hilarious.
The whole show is like the marketing people at a company. Like, they're 100% making fun of Goop. It's the company's called Woom. W-O-O-M.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, they're absolutely 1,000% making fun of Goop.
But it's like, I don't know. That's such a big thing. But just like lifestyle.
What What does goop even mean? Hold on. Let me check my phone real quick. I looked something up earlier about goop. And
there's a new show on Netflix called Goop Lab that's all about her company.
Yeah. It's a docuseries.
Goop Lab is what my boyfriend calls my pussy.
Oh.
And I call his asshole Poop Lab.
Oh, you guys make me believe in love. Okay, so it launched as a lifestyle brand, began as an email newsletter thing, and it says, provided new age advice such as police your thoughts, eliminate white foods, and the slogan, nourish the inner aspect. Go fuck yourself.
Eugenics for foods?
Fucking
eliminate white
ridiculous.
Foods. Police your thoughts? What does that mean?
I don't know.
Does that mean like when you have a thought, like tell yourself you're wrong?
When you have
beat
a thought,
it to death?
When you have a thought, pretend like it's a black man and then murder it.
Arrest it for a crime it didn't commit.
Now it's a podcast as well. She has a podcast. She has a wellness summit, and there's the docuseries for Netflix. Yep.
I mean, how is she even going to have time to ruin movies with her terrible acting?
It says Goop has faced criticism for Mark. She actually is a great actress. I enjoy her acting.
I guess.
I mean, I wouldn't say great. I enjoy it. Goop has faced criticism for marketing products and treatments that have no scientific basis.
That's what a lifestyle brand is, right?
Yeah, that's what a lifestyle brand is. Just lie about things just, like, and say that you know a scientist.
I met a scientist once.
In 2017, Truth in Advertising filed a complaint with regulators in the state of California regarding over 50 health claims made by Goop, which resulted in a $125,000 settlement and a 5-year injunction prohibiting the company from making unsubstantiated claims about the characteristics or health benefits of its products. $125,000 just knocking Gwyneth on her ass.
How is she going to live?
What is she going to do? How is she going to afford vaginal rejuvenation?
Wow.
She looked so good at the Golden Globes, by the way.
Because of her vaginal rejuvenation?
I mean, she's...
I mean, she's gorgeous.
Only poor people age.
Jennifer Aniston is in her 50s.
She looks like she is younger than
us. She looks like she hasn't aged.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Did you watch Friends? Were you a Friends person?
Yeah. I didn't watch religiously, but it's something that, like, when it was on, I would watch it. And
I'll be honest, I probably watched 5 episodes total.
It's on, is it still on Netflix?
Probably is, who knows.
It's, I mean, I think it's a funny show.
In any case, I think what we can determine, I think what we can conclude, I can't speak English, is that I'm retarded. Gwyneth Paltrow is like the leader of lemmings. Just a bunch of people just following whatever she
white
does.
White women being like, it's
Gwyneth
white
Paltrow's
women
a call leader.
With white furniture in their white houses.
With their white dreams.
Walking over white hot rocks with their rich white husbands.
Oh, I'm kind of
jealous. Refusing to eat white food.
Did you say husbands?
Who's-bins. The lifestyle brand for men.
Who's-bins.
Cook. The lifestyle brand for men. It's COOCK.
Who's she married to? She's married to some really fucking hot guy. I started following him on Instagram a while ago just because he was so hot. Well, she did. She had a kid with the Coldplay guy, and then
what?
She has a kid from Apple.
She has a kid. Oh, Apple.
Yeah.
That's what started people being saying she was a woo-woo person.
Sometimes apples fall off the trees.
Did she have a surrogate for that apple? Where did she?
You know what? I got to be honest. I don't remember if she was pregnant. Yeah, she probably
was.
She probably posed naked on the front of a magazine and some body positive fucking woo-woo. She fucking yoni-egged, stimulated her baby out of her fucking vagina.
Yeah, you think she gave a natural birth? Do you think that Goop would collapse?
Oh, she had of course she had a natural birth.
Would Goop
in
collapse?
In a pool of goop.
Goop collapse if people found out she got a, what are those things called?
An epidural?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. She'd be like, I had a natural birth. She's loaded up on Oxycontin giving birth.
Get it out of me.
Yeah, she definitely seems like the kind of woman who would be very self-righteous about her natural birth. I had a natural birth and has never shut up about it.
Oh, for sure. I had one of those. God damn it. I can't think of words. What are the not handmaids. What are the doctors?
Midwifery.
Midwives.
Midwives. Midwifery.
Midwifery. Anyway, midwifery, the kid shot out. It's just your pussy farting.
Abdullah.
I know it. What is it?
Abdullah.
Badullah. Doula. It's just doula, right?
Paula Abdullah.
Oh my God. Andy needs to draw that. I don't even know what that would look like. A wet nurse. That's not true either. Is a wet nurse someone? By the way, I didn't know this. A wet nurse, I've heard the phrase. That's someone who breastfeeds your kids?
I don't know, actually.
I think it's a nurse that breastfeeds your kids.
Honestly, I'm the only part about having a kid that I'm bummed that I'm not going to be able to experience because I'm not going to have kids is
You're
I'm not going to be able
you
to.
You don't want them?
I'm certain. I'm not going to be able to breastfeed. And that bums me out.
Because you lose weight.
No, I just want to be that confrontational person with a baby on my titty getting into fights with people when they look at me wrong.
Leave me alone.
I just want to fight with people like with a titty, like a baby and a titty, just baby latched on. And
if I have
getting
kids,
angry.
You can come with me everywhere and fight for me.
Oh, I'll fight for you left and right.
You yell and then I'll start spraying them with the milk. Hose them down. Let me ask you this. Are there any slightly woo-woo trends you have sort of jumped on or tried and kind of been like, well, I don't know if this is great, but I like it.
You know, crystals. I
got a bag in my purse.
I think we both have bags in our purse.
I got
and
crystals
here's the truth.
In my bags.
So I don't know if they work.
I'm
and I don't
certain...
really think they do. But on the off chance that they do, I'm ready to go. I've got all my crystals ready. By the way, I don't know what any of them do. But I have this thing saved on my phone where it describes what each crystal does. So if I'm in an emergency situation, I can be like, one second. By the way, this is my survival kit for an earthquake.
Oh, this is my
crystals.
My crystals are my entire healthcare plan. Like, I just... this aventurine better get me through this cancer.
Aventurine? Is that the name of a crystal?
I think so.
That's offensively... If that crystal,
or I think it's AVENT, not adventurine.
If it was called adventurine and it wasn't for a good time, I'd be pissed.
Take this to accept death. You know what I like that someone put me on? Have you ever used a jade roller?
Yeah.
I don't think it actually serves a purpose, but it's a nice little massage on your face.
It's the purpose of the jade roller is just the coldness of the jade to help with the swelling in your face.
Okay. I like it. I sometimes
you
a
like
little
the swelling
hard. It's
in
like,
your face?
Well,
you like
I think
the way
it also
feels?
Breaks up. I think you can get stress caught in your face just the way you, like you can.
Oh,
you
absolutely.
Need.
For
so
sure.
It's like a little massage in your face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then if you get Botox, you're not going to have any stress caught anywhere.
I put essential oils in the bathtub sometimes.
That's good. Drown your face in it.
Yeah. I do try to drown myself. Self. Sorrows. Self. Self. It's me. I'm trying to think if there's anything else woo-woo I've gotten into. You never done a yoni egg?
Never done a yoni egg. I need to do something, though. My pelvic floor is pretty weak.
Yeah, I know. Today you, like, sighed and pissed your pants.
I sneezed and peed my pants, but sighed
and peed
my pants.
I don't know why you don't want a baby. It'd be so easy for you to deliver. It's so funny when people go, like, never have a baby.
Out.
Now I cough and I piss my pants. And I'm like, I already cough and piss
yeah,
my
I already
pants.
Cough and piss my pants. God damn it.
Wait.
That's the reason I don't want to have a kid. I mean, there's a lot of other reasons I don't want to have a kid.
I think I want to adopt if I decide I'm at a place to have
it. Yeah.
Because there's just so many kids already. I don't need to bring an arthritic, riddled.
Yeah.
And Andy's had skin cancer. Like... I don't want to have that fucking kid with the glasses that are 2 inches thick that's like,
it's like allergy season is my demise.
Andy really wants kids, and yeah. I don't know how I feel.
I mean,
that's another episode.
You should have kids.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like you'd be cute.
But I don't know if I'd be a good mom.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole joke I have. When people are like, oh, you know, I felt the same way, and then I had a kid. I'm like, oh. Your first instinct was, I don't think I'd make a good mom, and then you went ahead and just tried it.
You're a fucking idiot.
That's not something you just roll the dice
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the people who are on the fence about it and have kids, I'm like, that's you. That's a life.
Yeah. This isn't like ordering oysters at a restaurant for the first time being adventurous.
I think that, like, I'm pro-choice to the point that, like, there should be some people who have abortions mandated.
Yeah. There really are. Have you ever walked down the Vegas Strip at 2 a.m. on a Saturday? Ugh. You believe in abortion as a mandatory thing as well as the death penalty.
I mean, it's truly a nightmare.
There are awful people out there. And if you don't think it's okay to kill them.
Well, what are you?
Well, you're
a bitch.
Better than me.
All right, well.
All right, guys.
I feel like we talked a lot. We gooped it up.
We gooped it up. We talked some shit. We talked some goop.
Yeah, shout out to our sponsor, Gwyneth
Paltrow. If you could, let's do this real quick. Let's end on this note. If you could have a candle that smells like your BO, would you? I love my BO. I would.
No. Okay. God, no wonder you're single. You like your own pheromones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to fuck myself.
Your own BO.
My own BO. I love it. I think it smells great.
If a candle was allegedly going to smell like your vagina, three ingredients that would be in it.
Doritos, Cool Ranch.
For sure.
Doritos, Cool Ranch, hint of pineapple.
Yep. I'm saying yep as if it's like, yeah, no, that's like checks out.
Accurate. And then probably some like Santal 33 from Le Labo.
Yeah.
What about you? Talk to me.
I think it would be like Sweet Tarts.
Sweet Tarts? What the fuck are Sweet Tarts?
Sweet Tarts, the candy? They're like the little like...
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. I see that.
Yeah. And an old penny that someone found on the ground and a dead raccoon. Anyway, that's been... I don't know. It definitely has like a sweet hint to it.
By the way, a penny that somebody found on the ground.
I've only eaten my own penny.
What would that smell like?
I've only eaten my own pussy when I was on my period.
Yeah, then it just tastes like keys.
No, somebody says, yeah, like that metal. Mm-hmm.
It tastes metal-y.
Metallic.
Nickels.
Okay. Scratch the penny.
Bag of change.
Yes.
What does that smell like?
A sack of gold. Yeah, what does it smell like? No, it smells like... Yeah, like some sort of fruity candy mixed with some other.
You need an earth tone in there.
I'm trying to remember. Do I? I'm not of earth.
You are. You're an earthy girl. What's your sign?
I'm a Leo. I'm fire. Ooh, that's it. A coal mine. It's just black and hard to breathe around. I should ask Andy. My nose doesn't work that well. I need someone else to smell and tell me. What if my pussy stinks and I don't know?
I spend so much time with you. Your vagina doesn't smell. If it did, I'd know. Because I spend more time with you than anybody.
Yeah. It's like sour grapes. Sour doesn't feel like a good word to say about your vagina.
No.
But I feel like mine has like a... Like it's like a fruity hint.
A zing. By the way, I wish you guys could have seen what she just did. It was like she just kind of a zing. Chef's kiss
like a
with
mwah.
Her hand. She was like, mwah.
It's
maybe
like
a Sour Patch Kids.
Have you ever played ice hockey?
Yeah. It smells like an ice skating rink.
Like an old hockey bag where no one's washed the gear.
I was like, fresh ice? You're like, no, an old hockey bag.
No, like sometimes the hockey players are superstitious, so they won't wash their socks.
Yeah.
It smells like that. All right, we have to get out of here and goop it up.
Yeah, we're going to go goop. I honestly, I'm about to get my period, so I'm pretty dischargy right now. So
oh God, don't goop on the sheets.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goop you later.